Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Tuesday, July 27th, and happy 46th birthday to baseball great Alex Rodriguez.
Curveball belted deep to left field, and Alex Rodriguez has number one in the show.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by Credit Union of Georgia. An impaired driver totaled two patrol vehicles. A sinkhole closed lanes on I-285 exit ramp in Cumberland. Cobb will consider an evaluation of county's bus stops. Three fugitives were arrested by Cobb Sheriff's Office Friday. Cobb County is considering a tax break for the Powder Springs redevelopment. And finally, a custom German-made organ arrived at Marietta FUMC. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Marietta police say an impaired driver totaled two patrol vehicles while they were parked on the shoulder on I-75 with lights flashing early Saturday morning. At around 1:30 a.m., while three Marietta officers were working a minor crash on the right shoulder of I-75 North near Roswell Road, the driver crashed into the back of one patrol vehicle, forcing it into the side of the other cruiser. The first officer was not injured, and the second was treated on scene for minor injuries. Shortly after the crash, the suspect driver fell unconscious and had to be revived with Narcan, a nasal spray emergency medicine used to revive victims of suspected narcotic drug overdoses. The suspect was transported to Wellstar Kennestone Hospital and is expected to face numerous charges.
Well, this sinkhole is larger than the Sarlacc pit, which swallowed Boba Fett. It is smaller than the Geonosis battle arena, where Jango Fett was beheaded by Mace Windu.
Weren't those two places about the same size?
I didn't know this was an ambush.
Three lanes on I-285 exit ramp in Cumberland were closed for repair Friday evening due to the appearance of a large sinkhole. A Georgia Department of Transportation traffic camera captured an image of a repair crew and heavy machinery working on the sinkhole, which covered three right exit lanes on the northbound off-ramp to Cobb Parkway. Early Friday morning, northbound lanes on I-285 in Cumberland were closed and traffic was diverted to the off-ramp onto Cobb Parkway due to a fatal wreck. Afterward, the three right lanes on the off-ramp were closed until just after 3 p.m. Friday for road work. At the time, GDOT cited a road failure at the off-ramp. It's unclear when exactly the sinkhole opened and the right exit lanes were forced to close again.
Everybody on? Good.
Great. Grand. Wonderful.
No yelling on the bus!
Cobb County Commissioners will vote Tuesday on a proposal to conduct a study that would evaluate the county's 250 bus shelters and recommend potential upgrades. If approved, the county would allocate about $125,000 for the study to be performed by transit consultant Whitman Requart & Associates, LLP. Existing state grants already received by the county would fund 80% of the study, about $100,000. The remaining $25,000 would be sourced from the transit department. The plan is to conduct the study over a 9-month period and then proceed with implementation. Commissioner Kelly Gambrill said that while she expects the study to be approved, she has reservations. Ridership has dropped due to the pandemic, plus the commission recently approved about $48,000 to fund a study from consultant Kimley Horn, which will explore an expansion of CobbLink bus service into underserved areas. Commissioner Gambrill feels the study could be avoided by focusing stop improvements on low-income areas. A man wanted in Cobb County for cruelty to children, among other charges, was one of three fugitives arrested Friday by the Fugitive Unit of the Cobb County Sheriff's Office and the U.S. Marshals Southeast Regional Fugitive Task Force. Coweta County members of the Fugitive Unit and U.S. Marshals arrested Christopher Bussey, wanted by Cobb authorities on charges of aggravated assault, strangulation, and cruelty to children. In Cobb, they also arrested Wilson Brown, wanted in Florida for armed robbery, and Jabari Lang, wanted in Newton County for murder. Brown is being held at the Cobb County Adult Detention Center, where he is awaiting extradition to Florida, and Lang has been taken to the sheriff's office in Newton. Engineer Solutions of
Georgia. Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at CarmichaelFuneralHomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes. Powder Springs announced last month that it has finalized the sale of 6.3 acres of land owned by its Downtown Development Authority to mixed-use developer Novar Group. Next week, Cobb commissioners will weigh whether to grant Novar's estimated $42.5 million project a 10-year tax break as part of the county's Enterprise Zone initiative. The tax break, if approved, would exempt Novar from paying a penny in property taxes for the first 5 years of the development. In year 6 and 7, Novar would be exempt from 80% of its taxes, 60% in year 8, 40% in year 9, and 20% in the 10th year, after which the abatement would end. Cobb Community Development Director Jessica Gwynn said because the land Novar will build on was previously publicly owned and not on the tax rolls, her office did not have any estimates of the tax break's total amount. The project is part of Powder Springs' long-term plans to redevelop the heart of the city. Standing amid a pile of hundreds of crates bearing German inscriptions, Stefan Sturzer directed a steady procession of sweat-soaked volunteers through Marietta First United Methodist Church Friday morning. The room in question is the sanctuary of Marietta FUMC, which celebrated the mother of all early Christmases this week, the arrival of its $1.5 million new organ, crafted exclusively for the church by the master builders at Gladder Getz. The project began around 2017 when the church began looking to service its 50-year-old organ, but as they examined the aging instrument, problems cropped up with leather parts needed replacing, pipes needed tuning, and they ultimately found the organ would need complete disassembly and restoration by the manufacturer. After shopping around, the church settled on Gladder Getz in large part because of their impressive resume. Founded in 1993 by a pair of veteran organ builders, the small company was behind the concert organs in the Walt Disney Concert Hall in Los Angeles and the Bolshoi Theater in Moscow. Its other project right now is a 9,000-pipe organ for Manhattan's Trinity Church.
Ever try to fix your website yourself? You make one little change and the next thing you know, your pictures are all tiny, none of your links work, and your search bar is speaking Mandarin.
宫保鸡丁和麻婆豆腐是我们这里的特色菜。
You don't have to do it yourself. Premium Web Design is here to help. Premium Web Design works with you to create a custom website for your specific needs. Ever heard of SEO? That's search engine optimization, and Premium Web Design does that too. You can finally have a website that gets you and your business noticed at the top of the search results. Find Premium Web Design online at premiumwebdesign.com.
Personal service is what sets us apart. You're not a number, but at WD Little Mortgage, they'll know you by your name. When you deal with their team, you're dealing with a member of the community, a lifetime Marietta resident. Founded by William D. Little in 1983 to help those in Marietta and Cobb with their mortgage needs. And today, W.D. Little's great niece, Mary Ansley Sutherland, leads the company. Mary Ansley and her team can help you with first mortgages, second mortgages, refinancing, or any other need you may have. Why not take advantage of historically low rates now? Pick up the phone and give her a call. Even if you have a mortgage question, her team is a reference for help. At WD Little Mortgage, Mary Ansley Sutherland and her team love what they do and would love to help you. Look to WD Little Mortgage, your hometown personal lender, just off the square in Marietta. Or call Mary Ansley today at 770-425-6267. Or visit them online at wdlittle.com. WD Little Mortgage, Georgia Residential Mortgage Licensee 5680. NMLS number 169055, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender. Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.